I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. A new report from a Senate committee analyzes the impact of the GI Bill on for-profit colleges in the United States. The post-9/11 GI Bill, which went into effect in 2009, provides money to veterans who want to get a college degree. It's thrown billions of dollars in taxpayer money to for-profit colleges, but Senator Chris Murphy says that money doesn't always lead to a diploma.
66% of veterans who enroll in a for-profit college with GI Bill funds do not get a degree.
That's one finding of a new national report, which says for-profit colleges like the University of Phoenix, ITT, and DeVry are the top recipients of GI Bill money, even though their overall student enrollment is declining. In 2010, for-profit colleges got about $650 million from veterans. Last year, that number exceeded $1.7 billion. Murphy says there are good for-profit colleges out there, but
7 of the 8 for-profit colleges that are receiving the bulk of GI Bill funding are under investigation today for misleading recruiting, including inflating job placement rates, underestimating program costs, and often unlawfully displaying military seals as a way of recruiting veterans to their schools.
And Murphy says the government needs to be tougher, willing to cut off federal funding for schools that don't meet basic performance standards. He says the government needs to do a better job of surveying veterans' college experience, tracking their graduation rates and rates of loan default. And he says veterans pursuing degrees online need to be careful.
Well, there are a lot of veterans in Connecticut who are attending these online for-profit schools. And, you know, that's a lot easier for a lot of veterans, but there are really deceptive marketing practices being used by a lot of these big online schools to veterans. They inflate their job placement numbers. They deflate the cost of the degree. So we've really got to, you know, watch out here in Connecticut.
According to the report, taxpayers are paying twice as much per year to send a veteran to a for-profit college versus a public college or a university. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.